Okay, let's get into Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dalet. Samach Dalet, and we are on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. About 10 lines, 8 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Says the Gemara as we continue here in Perek Arba Misos based in. We had a discussion of various elements of Avodah Zarah. That's the past couple of Dafim. We have been discussing, as we know, because the Mishnah told us the list of the skilos, and on Daf Samach Amabez, we had the Mishnah about Ha'Oved Avodas Kochavim, and we go through all of the details of Oved, Mizabeach, Makater, Manaseach, Vechulu. So we continue now in that context. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, says the Rav, Yodin Hayu Yisrael Bavodas Kochavim Shein Bamamash. B'nai Yisrael knew, deep down, B'nai Yisrael know that Avodas Kochavim does not have any value. Avodas Kochavim doesn't have, it's not something that they really should be believing in. V'lo avdu Avodas Kochavim ela lahatir lahem arayas b'farhesya. The reason that they were misled, or that they did it on purpose, but either way, they worshipped Avodah Zarah, was in order to allow them arayos, bifarhesya, meaning they didn't want to be held accountable to the rules. So if I remove the fact that there's a mitzvah, then I could do whatever I want. So therefore, there's no there wouldn't be any limitations. So that's what Rav says. At root, Avodah Zarah wasn't the root cause. That was just an excuse that was used in order to then allow them to engage in illicit activity. The Maharami Ruhenberg even has a tshuva where he discusses if there is a person, the context there it was a woman who was Meimira Daita, that left the fold, and then she was Chazeres B'tshuva. The question is, do we have to assume that because there was a Arayos done, is that because there was Mumar, a heresy done, so does that reflect that there was also Arayos done? Based on this Gemara, there's a connection between the two of them, right? One allows themselves or goes into the state of Mumar in order to be able to allow Arayos. So that's the question that he deals with in a tshuva, taking this Gemara to a halachic context. That's Rav, right? It's easier for us to do whatever we want once we disregard the mitzvah and the one that's giving the instructions, right? And we find that throughout history as well, various stories in Tanakh. But the Gemara quotes a few psukim. Masav Misharshia Kizchar B'neiem. We're going to see psukim here that seem to say that B'nei Yisrael were affectionately connected to their Avodah Zarah. So it wasn't just an excuse in order to be able to cut to the arayos. Kizchar b'neihem mizbechosam. Right, what's the connection between remembering their children, their altars, v'yamar b'lazer, ka'adam sheishlo ga'aguin albano? Like someone who has strong feelings for their sons. You see, that's what the Avodah Zarah is compared to. Baser davikube. Says the Gemara, that's after they've already been connected to it. Meaning the original coming towards Avodah Zarah, the original being involved in it, that was with an ulterior motive. But once one is involved in it, then it starts growing on a person. And they come to really think that this is what, this has power and this has inherent value. Right, the same thing as follows. Actually, even before that. But again, this idea, just mentioning it now, this idea that we're going to see mentioned again in the Gemara, of Avodah Zarah not originally being a source that the fact that I really believe it, but ultimately after time we come to convince ourselves, so to speak, maybe because if I continue thinking that I'm involved in nonsense and involved in nothingness, that it doesn't feel good and it's not something that I can accept. That's why over time, Basa Daviku Bay, after I'm involved in it, so then it can grow on me and I can really believe in it. The Rambam discusses that also, the beginning of Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, right? That's how Avodah Zarah one of the ways that Avodah Zarah originally started. It did not exactly the same thing that our Gemara is saying, but as we know, it did not start originally with people looking for a different source, power, other than Avodah Zarah. But it wasn't, right? It was not L'Shem Shamayim, but somewhat L'Shem Shamayim, as the Rambam describes. History, we mentioned last week, that there are only a few places in the Mishnah Torah where the Rambam discusses history. Hilchas Ishus, Hilchas Chanukah, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, one or two other places, but the Rambam discusses at the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah that Avodah Zarah did not start with people trying to reject God. Right? It didn't start that way. It started with a misguided interpretation of what Hashem would want. B'yemei Enosh, Tov b'nei ha'adam, Tov is gedola. They made a mistake. It doesn't say that they sinned a great sin at the beginning. First, the Rambam calls it a mistake. V'nivara atzas chach me'oso adar. V'enosh atzmo min ha'toim. V'zu ha'isa ta'usa. This was their mistake. Amru, ho'el v'ha'el ke'el barako chavimelu. Since Hashem created all the stars. V'gal galim l'hanigesa olam. He put them in charge of the orbits. V'nasnam b'marom. V'chalak lahem kavon. And he put them up in the celestial spheres. And he gives them kavon. Right, the sun has a lot of kavon. And the moon. V'heim shamashim ha'misham shen l'fanav. And they serve Hashem by fulfilling what they're supposed to do. Re'uyimeim. Wouldn't it be appropriate to l'shabcham u'lefara malach loklam kavod, to give them appropriate kavod? They're servants of the king. V'zeu ratzon akel baruchu l'gadel u'v'chabed mishagil u'v'kibdo. Wouldn't it be what Hashem would want? He wants us to give honor to those who He gives honor to. K'mo shehamelech rotzeh l'chabed avadav v'ha'omdim l'fanav v'zeu kvodo shehamelech. Right, this is what Hashem would want. That's where it started. Kivan sha'ala davar zeh alibam, but once it started, his chilu livnos v'kochavim heichalos u'lahakriv lahem karbanos u'lashabcham u'lafa'aram kibidvarim u'lahishtachavos l'mulan, to bow down to them, to give them sacrifices. But ultimately, kidei lahasig ratzon habore v'daitam hara. It was all in the context of Avodas Hashem. Sounds very much like the Chet Egel, according to many, that it was in the context of service of Hashem. It was just misguided. V'zehi ikir avodazara. Ikir here doesn't mean the main part, it means source. The source of where Avodazara started. V'kachim omrim, ovdeha hayotim ikara, lo shehim omrim she'en sham eloka elokochav zeh. They didn't think that this star was God. Hushi Yirmiyo Omer, Kmilo Yiracha Melech Hagayim Ki L'Choya Asa Ki V'Chol Chachmim Hagav V'Chol Achusim Ein Kamocha. Right, and they recognize this. Uba'achas Yiv Aru V'Yichsalu Musar Avalam Eitzu Klomar Hakol Yodei Shatahu Hakel Levadcha Aval Ta'usa V'Kislusam Shemidamim Shezeh HaHevel Ritzon Chahu. That's how it started. And then the Rambam says V'Yachar Sh'archu Hayamim. People forgot. People didn't focus. Amdu bivnei adam nevi'ei sheker. Some were misguided on purpose, and some were just forgotten. Right? The Rambam first says nevi'ei sheker. Amru shalkel tziva lahem. V'amar lahem avdu kocha ploni. Okala kochavim. V'akrivelo v'nischelo kach v'kach u'bnulo heichal. And he goes through all of the elements that we have mentioned. U'modia lahem tzura shebada milibo. V'omer zuhi tzura sakochav aploni. And that is how it all started. And that is the Vekivit Sha'archu Hayamim, Nishtaka Hashem Anichbad Vanor Mipi Kol Hayakum, Umidaitam Velohiki Ruhu, Venimsu Kol Am Haaretz Vahanashim Aktanim, Einam Yodim El Atzur Shal Eitz, Ve'even, Ve'hechosh Shal Binyin, Shinischanchu Mikatnusan, that they have had all their life, like our Gemara, but Avikube became part of them. Lishtach Moslan La'abdam Ulishava, Bishman talks about the Komrim, and this is how it went until Avram Avinu. And then Avram Avinu came along and changed the world. But that's what our Gemara says. Originally, there might have been a different excuse, right? Not exactly what the Rambam says, but our Gemara says that Avodah Zarah does not start typically with a desire and a real logical believing that this has power, but it eventually leads to that. Tashma, let's prove again. Try again from a different pasuk. V'nasati pigreichem al pigrei gilulechem. The pasuk in the Tochacha in Parshas Bechukosai. What does that mean? I'll put your corpses on the pieces of your idols. Amr Elio at Sadik, or Amr Elio at Sadik, or Mechazer al Tfuchei Rav Shimrushalayim. There was a certain Elio at Sadik that was walking around those that were swollen from hunger in Yerushalayim. Pamachas Matzatino, right, during one of the Korbanos, probably Korban by his Rishon. Pamachas Matzatinok Shetafuach Humutal Ba'ashba. Sees a child, Rachmana Litzlan, about to die. Amar lo, Me'ez Mishpacha Ata. Amar lo, Mi Mishpacha Plonis Adi. So and so. Amar lo, Klum Nishtayer Me'osa Mishpacha. Is anyone left from that family? Amar lo, Lav Chutz Vimani. I'm the only one left. It's been terrible. Everyone else has died. Omar lo, imani melamed chadavar sh'ata chaybo, ata lamed. If I teach you something that's going to help you live, right, will you listen? Omar lo, hey, sure, I would love to live. Amar lo emar b'chol yom. Say every single day. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So you have to say, simple. Say Shema. Amar lo, what does he answer him? He is so misguided and so far. Has, quiet. Shalola haskir b'shem Hashem. Right, he didn't want him to mention the name of Hashem. Shalo limdu aviv v'imo. That his parents hadn't taught him, right? His parents had taught him about the basics when he was little. Shema Yisrael, the basic pasuk. So he wouldn't have had this reaction. But he has a reaction. No, chas v'shalom, has. Like Rashi quotes on top. Vayahas kalev. Kalev made them quiet. Miyad, and what did this boy do? Hotzi yirasso mecheiko. He takes his little idol out from inside his shirt. Umechabka umenashka. He hugs it, he kisses it. Acha nivka kreso. He expires right then and there. His stomach opens up. Venafla yirasso laaretz. Venafal hu alecha. He dies and he falls right on top of his idol. That's pasuk. That's what the pasuk says. Question mark. So you see from there again, they have some connection to it. It's not just, oh, they did it because to allow them to do arayas. Here, obviously, this child had a deep connection to it. Again, Basar Davikube. That's after they were already connected to it, and that's why wasn't the original generations. Tashma, again, next pasuk. Vayiz aku b'kol gadol el Hashem Elokeihem. Nehemiah says, and they cried out, b'kol gadol. Who cried out? Right? Our pasuk says, vayiz aku. In the Rashi, it's vayitz aku. She says, v'ashik nes agadol aksiv. The ashik nes agadol of the Rabbana. Now we're in Vayisheni. Right? But they cried out, b'kol gadol. My amor, what did they cry? Amar Yehuda Vitem Rav Yonasan. Here we go. Famous Gemara coming up right here. Baya baya. They cried, woe to us. Hainu da achrive lebese. This Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. Right? This has destroyed our house. As we know, the Bayez Rishon was for the big three. Avodah Zarah, Gilei Raya, Shvi Chasdamim. But at root, they blame Avodah Zarah. Achrivu lebeise, v'kalya leheichala, they burn the heichal, v'katlinu litzadike, they've killed the righteous, v'yaglinu liyisrael me'arayu, and they have caused B'nai Yisrael to go into Golus from their land. V'adayinu merakeid beinan, and they are still, and it is still, being merakeid beinan, dancing amongst us. We're still suffering from this. And this is obviously by Sheni. Not just by his Rishon. So says the Gemara. So Klum, the Anshei Gadola continue and say Klum Yahavite Lon Ela Lekvule Beagra. Right. After all, what's the whole reason that we have the Yetzahara for Avodah Zarah anyway? Isn't it is to get Schar? Lo Yubina Lo Agrimina. We're not interested. We're not interested in getting the Schar. We're not interested in having the Avodah Zarah. So you see from there again, you see that they're complaining that B'nai Yisrael are connected to the Avodah Zarah in a deep way. So isn't this against Rav's original statement that they only did it to Lahatul Lahem Arayos? Answers the Gemara, Basar Davikube. Again, it's afterwards. Originally it wasn't like this, right? Rav is saying that it's the original, but once the people are involved in it, obviously, then they become connected. Interesting line that the Chazal, Asher Knesset Gedolah said was, what's the whole reason we have it? Isn't it just to get schar anyway? Really? To get schar? Right? That is the reason that we do mitzvos in general? Or to conquer our yetzer specifically? So this is a major topic that has come up in the past. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos, right? The Mishnah, you don't have to go further than that. Right? The Mishnah tells us, Antigonus Ish Socho said, Al Tiyuk Avadim Hamsham Shnes Arav Amanas L'Kawa Pras, Elu Havi Avadim Hamashabshes Rav Shalom Anas L'Kawa Pras. Right? Not to get any reward. We don't do mitzvahs for reward. Well, we know that Mefarshim say that his Talmidim misunderstood, right? It wasn't that he was saying, they thought that it means there is no reward, not just shouldn't do it for the reward, but they weren't medayik in his words. He didn't say Amanas Shalom L'Kawa Pras. He said Shalom Anas L'Kawa Pras. Right, don't do it to get the reward. There is reward. But, no, Tzadok and Baitus misunderstood what he was trying to say. But either way, Ravad Yosef, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, there in Anaf Eitz Avos, discusses this idea that we do find in certain Gemaras that Schar is mentioned. And how is that? I read the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Chav Ches. When Rabbi Zeira wasn't feeling well and he couldn't focus on learning, the Gemara says he used to go sit at the door of the Beis Medrash. Why? So if people walk by, I could stand up for them via Kabel Schar, and I could get Schar. What do you mean to do it for Schar? Or Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end of the first parak in Sota, Daf Yud Dalet. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu was yearning to go into Eretz Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, Klumata Mavaki Shalalito Schar, Mali Ani Alecha Gilasitim. Don't worry, I'll give you the Schar if you went in. Is that what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to do, go into Eretz Yisrael? Right, to be able to get the Schar, and there are others examples as well. So he quotes from an early Achron, a suggestion that others quote as well, and this generally answers all of those cases, most of them. For Maharash Primu, Sha'af al pisha ose mitzvah chiyuvis kisidra tzorach la'sosa shalom anas l'kav pras. If somebody's doing a mitzvah that they have to do, a mitzvah chiyuvis, then you have to do it l'shem shamayim. You can't do it in order to get reward. But what if I'm volunteering a mitzvah that I don't have to do technically? Avalim who putter me mana umechayev as atzmo lasos ha mitzvah mutter. If I'm going beyond what I need to do, so then I can kind of say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, not say, but even have that kavana, right? What I have to do, I have to do. I have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. But anything beyond that, so then that's where I have flexibility, and that's what Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no obligation to go into Eretz Yisrael. Once you're in Eretz Yisrael, you're chayev in certain mitzvos. But at that point, which is an interesting question, what happened to the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael? If you take that approach to this answer, to this Gemara. Okay, not for now. Or that Gemara in Brachas, he didn't have to go sit next to the Beis Medrash in order to stand up for people. And others, he quotes the Vilna Gaon, on the Pasuk in Rus, Yishalem Hashem pa'aleich, v'tei maskurtech shlema. Hashem should repay you. Asher vada tachas, lachsos tachas k'nafav. So again, what does that mean? Says the Gra. Emesh avodaseinu l'Hashem yisparach l'yo shalom anas l'kala pras. Ki eich nirav oz l'vakeh schar al avodaseinu. Kol gufo kanui lo l'shtabi bo. How can we ask for schar? But Rus wasn't Jewish. Rus didn't have to become Jewish, says the Gra. Shaisa ki yores lo isa b'chal gulas mitzrayim. V'chnis atzma l'chiv ha-mitzvah sadeshin is gaira. Yichol l'hi l'vakeh shra schar al avodasa. Ki meriton ato bachra. Right, so maybe according to that, all gerim can do a serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu anas l'kala schar. Pras, right? Because they put themselves into the situation of chiyuv. It wasn't originally in that state. Okay, many other sources here in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, but we will stop. But again, this Gemara doesn't really fit in so well to that because Avodah Zarah is mamish. You know, that's an Issa Daraisa, right? That's not a voluntary discussion. Okay, either way. So says the Gemara now back on the first wide line. So what happened? The Ashkenazi and the Gedola were very upset. During at the time, because of what the Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah was doing, so they did something unbelievable. They davened that Hashem should help them in this regard. Yasvu Tlasa Yomi B'Tanesa. They fasted for 3 days, and when you have those that level, that league of Rabbanan, the greatest Rabbanan, the Ashkenazi Gadola, fasting for 3 days, that's powerful. Bo Rachmi, and they davened. Not they fasted and they davened. Nafalu Pischa Merakia, a petek. Some type of shard fell out from heaven. Taviksiv bei emes. Right, the word emes was written on it, and they said, "Oh, Hashem must agree with us." Amar Rabbi Chanina Shvaminacho Samosha Lakadosh Baruch Hu emes. Hashem's signet is emes. Right, Rashi says on the emes line, fifth skinny line, Mashma Maskim Ani Imahem B'Takanazu Shetova Davar L'Salko. It sounds like they understood that as Hashem agreeing to what they're saying, right? The chos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes, and therefore it must be that Hashem is agreeing with us. We mentioned in the past the beautiful thought that was mentioned in the Otzer HaTfilas. In the Otzer HaTfilas, the Siddur, on Shema, the author said that came up with a thought, and he asked the Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon liked it. So if you have a haskama from the Vilna Gaon on this, so then it is already worth something. So on Shema, at the end of Shema, the Iyun Tfila quotes Rabbi Pinchas Baal Siddur Shar Harachamim Heir. He said Ha'ara Nachona Ma'od that Ukshirta Dvarav Lefnei Agra Kalse. And when he told the Gra about this thought, he praised it. What's the das? Lafi daito. Nos to shisha asar atarama eile. There are 16 praises of Hashem, starting with MS and continuing with Yatzav and Nachamayim Yashar. Right? If you include MS, there are 16. He says those 16 words are parallel to the 16 psukim in the first two parshiyos of Kriya Shema. Shema, number one. V'ahavta is number two. V'hayu is number three. 16 psukim are parallel to these 16 praises. And then he says, each of those words is parallel to the pasuk. Meaning, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is parallel to Emes. V'ahavta Hashem Elokecha is parallel to V'yatziv. V'yod Rama'ele is parallel to V'nachod. And it continues going through the 16 psukim. So he said, the Rav liked it. But what do you see from there? So Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is parallel to Emes. Right, because Chosam Hashem Lakadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, and that's why it fits in. Like our Gemara says that Emes is that connection. Also interesting that our Gemara quoted Shema right beforehand, and now we have this Chosam Hashem different stories, but it does come up juxtaposed with one another. I'm not sure how many times is Shema Yisrael quoted in Shas Bechlau, that pasuk. But here we have it, and it's right a couple of lines earlier than the Emes. Okay, so what happens? Says the Gemara, Nafa Kiguria Denura, mi Beiskachi HaKadoshim. If you want, people might remember this Gemara from Yuma. Right, it comes up there as well. Daf Samach Tes, as the Gemara quotes, the Besoros Shas quotes on the side. So a lion went out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Amar Lo Navi Yisrael, and the Navi says to Klal Yisrael, Hainu Yisrael Avodah Zarah, this is it. So is this something physical? Or not physical, it's something, some type of desire that they could get rooted out. It wasn't a lion. But again, every detail is meant to teach us something. Right? The Taras Chaim wonders, in the Kodesh Kodashim? What does it mean that it came out from the Kodesh Kodashim? The Yitzhahara is part of us. The Yitzhahara is b'mahutenu, ki Yitzhu lev ha'adam ra min urav. So the Kodesh Kodashim in us. Not just in space, but in us, in our deepest recesses, right? We also have to uproot the Avodah Zarah, the Yetzer Hara. So here, the taiva for Avodah Zarah, somehow the Anshei Gadol Davin, that we shouldn't have such a taiva. Padik Atavsile, and as they grabbed it, again, to show its strength, Ishtamit Beinase Mile, a hair fell out from it. And it fell, and it made such a sound, V'azal Kalya Ba'arba Mea Parsi. And you could hear it, 400 parsos away. Right? 400 is a number that comes up often, having to do with a lot. 400 barrels, right? 400 years, 400 times, 400 means a lot. Doesn't always have to mean literally 400, but very far away. Amru Zehechi Nevin. So they say to one another, we're holding it, but it's making a lot of noise. What should we do? Dilma Mishamayim Rachmi Alei. Maybe from Shamayim, they'll have Rachmanis on it. What does that mean? So explain the Achron, explains the Marsha, explains other Baalei Agada. The Yetzirah is also a Malach, a Shlich of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He also has a Shlichus to do. Who Yetzirah, who Malach HaMaves, who Satan. He's also doing a Shlichus. He was also created by Hashem, obviously, as we know. So when he wants to get loose, so to speak, and there's a Tefillah, right, Malachim might also be davening. Right, they also praise. They also praise Hashem. Right, we talk about it all over davening, all over Yantif. Right, the makabla malayim, mamachlo shmaim zemizeh. We're talking about the malachim davening to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So here, if we let him pray to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so maybe they'll have rachmanis on him, and then he'll have to go free. Amar le navi, okay, shadiu abeduta da'avra, throw him into like a lead pipe or a pot, v'kasiu abeivra the shayif kala. And close it with lead that would stop its coal. Dechsiv, interesting, what, just because you don't hear the davening, it doesn't work? Maybe for a malach, right? Dechsiv, v'yomer zos harisha, v'yashlech osal tocha eifa, v'yashlech eso even ha'oferes el piha. That's a reference, that pasuk in Zechariah is a reference to what they did with the Yetzer Hara Avodah Zarah. They closed it up, that was it, done. And that is why we don't have a taiva anymore, even if, you know, or at least generally, there are people out in the Far East which are still bowing down to wood and believing in certain deities that, you know, the rest of the Western civilization would think is foolish. But there are people out there that still believe. But either way, the average, most people out there do not. But Amri, we have our own Avodah Zarahs that we believe in. But, that's not for now. Amri, hold the Eitz Ratzonu. But the Anshei Gadolah said, hey, we're on a roll. Since it's an Eitz Ratzon, let's keep going. Nibai Rachmi Yitzra Daveira. Maybe we should be davening for the Eitz Hara of Taiva, of Znus. Remember, the Gemara says in Yuma Daftes, the first base of Mikdash was the big three Averas. The second base was Sinas Chinam. But this Gemara is obviously the second base of Mikdash, right? We're talking about the Anshei Knesses Hagadolah. Right, so if we're talking about that, so it seems like the other Averis were also involved there. There are various Gemaras about why the Churban happened. Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara in Bamitzia, the Gemara in Nadarim. So different Gemaras, but here you see obviously they wanted to help out in this regard too. So boy, Rachmi Yitzur Biadai, okay, they daven, they got it too. Chavshua Tlosayomi. But what they locked it up for 3 days, and they realized the world can't function without a little taifa. Iboi Biasa Basyoma Lachola. They looked throughout Eretz Yisrael, and they looked for an egg. The chickens hadn't laid eggs, right? Which is a reflection of the reproductive activities. And, you know, it's not, you can't function like that. So Amru, they said, Echin Evid, what should we do? Niboy Palga Palga, should we ask for just a part? What's Palga Palga Rashi? Shaloye Sholate B'makam Avera. Kedei Shaloye Tovea Arayos. Okay, let's ask that for the Taiva for Znus, sinning, that should be taken away. But the taiva for normal relations, right, with the minam, with the people of their species and the mutter relations, so maybe we should dive in that should be split. So mirkilo yavi, that's not going to happen. They're not going to give it from Shemayim. Okay, what does that mean? Because we can't ask for half. Maybe it's a package, so to speak, right? This taiva, how can you have a taiva for A and not for B? So maybe it's Hashem's not going to change the nature of the world for us. So kachlinu leine. So what they do? They blinded it a little bit. They made it weaker. Ahanu be delo igri inchi bikrovose. So maybe it helped to weaken it. So that's why it is not natural for people to have taiva for their primary relatives, even though the Torah asers, you know, mother and sister and related aunt and related issues. So maybe that's why that's just a reflection that it was weakened. Period. Okay, back to Avodah Zarah. Again, there's a lot more we could spend time on this Gemara about destroying the taiva for Avodah Zarah, but we're not going to. But suffice it to say that we read Tanakh and we see it's a real taiva. And we're going to have a Gemara later on in Chelek about one of the great Amoraim, Rav Ashi, who had a dream, and Menashe came to him in a dream and said, "You, if you were alive in my day, you would be running after my coattails." Right? We can't understand it, but based on this Gemara, somehow that Nishtanu Ativim, based on the Tfilas of the Anshei Knesset Hagadola. Back to Avodah Zarah. Amar Avi Marav. This daf is jam packed. There was a non-Jewish woman who was very sick. Amra, she said, Im tamo tahi isha mecholeha. If that woman, meaning me, if I get better, teleich mitavod luchal Avodah Zarah sheba olam, I will go and worship every idol. Amda luchal Avodah Zarah, amda, and she did. And she went. She worshipped everyone. Once she came to Baal Peor, Shala Lakomrim, Bameh Ovdin Lazu, how do you worship this deity? Amrula, they said, Ochlin Tra Divishosin Shechar, you eat diuretics, right? You eat radish and beer, umas rizin befaneha, and then you just let it all relieve oneself, let it all come out in front of the idol. Amra, she says, Mutiv shetachzer ha'isha l'choleha v'lo tavar avodah zarah b'kach. If that's how you do it, such a disgusting thing, I'd rather die. I'd rather die and be sick. I said, you know, I would worship every avodah zarah, I'm not doing this one. Right? Even the most basic umos ha'olam realize that this is not anything acceptable. And yet, what did we do? Right, we were in the days of Bilam. Atem, Beis Yisrael, Einam came. Hanitzbadim, Baal Peor. Where we were connected to Baal Peor. Samid, kit samid pasil. We darshan the word samid, samud, from samid pasil, a cover that fits on a bottle. V'atem adegam Hashem lakechem. Even though, in contrast, this opinion is holding, when we're dovik to Hashem, that is a weaker connection. Kishtei tomorrow's hadivuko zubuzu. It's just like two dates that are stuck to each other you can separate. That's not as connected to tzamid. The Maharsha says on this Gemara, this is just now going back to what we started off with today. You see from this Gemara that even the most basic idol worshiper would not worship Pa'or in their right mind. And yet, Am Yisrael did. What did that show? They did it lahatul hamarayas. Says the Marsha that we're going back to the original first statement. So you see, it makes no sense. It makes no sense that the Jews would do that. It must be that there was some ulterior motive, right? And that's, we know there was a connection to Znus by Baal Par, and Rashi quotes Allah Torah, right before they would be Mizana. The woman would take out the idol and say, no, bow down to this one, and then you can be Mizana, right? So that's what we see this. But the Gemara just quotes a Bryce that says the opposite. Hanitzmandim le Baal Par. Kitsamid Aide Isha. Nitzmadim is a weaker connection. It's like a jewelry on a woman. You can take it off if you want. Dvukim Mamish. That's Davuk. Period. Tanu Rabbana. Maisa Basafta Ben Alas, Jizker Chamorol and Achra Zachas. There was a story about a certain Jew that had a taxi company, so to speak. And he hired out, he gave his chamar to a certain non-Jewish woman. Kivichi Gila Pa'ar, when they were passing by Pa'ar, this passenger said, you know, could you wait here a minute? Amralo, Hamtena Sheikani's face say, can you wait here a little bit while I go in and take care of business? La'achar Sheyatza, after she left, right, it was a rest stop on the highway, right? So why do you go to a rest stop? You go to a rest stop, go to the bathroom, right? So this Nachris went in, on my law, and then after she came out, the driver said, "Af at hamtini ache kani feitzei. You wait here. I'm going in. Amralo v'lo Yehudiata. Aren't you a Jew? What are you doing? Amarla u'maich baslech. What do you care? Mind your own business." I said, "What did that mean?" Very unclear and ambiguous. Giving pshat in this Gemara. Nichnas. He went to the bathroom and he did it in the most disgusting way that you could think of. Right? He wiped himself, he cleaned himself on the nose of the idol. And the Komrim, the priest of the Avodah Zarah, was saying, "Wow, that was amazing. The more disgusting, the better." Nobody ever did that before. There's a discussion in the Rishonim. Did he do this? Is this continuing to be a bizarion of Jews? You see, even Jews fall to this. Or this Jew went in, he didn't know. He thought he was trying to disgrace the idol. But the problem was, that was how you serve the idol. That the Adar Amah discusses that. What, it could be the Kavana was Levazoso. But, you know, tough luck on him. He violated an Issa Daraisa, even if it was Bishoge. Hapor Atzmo, Labal Paor, if somebody relieves themselves, Hari Ze Avudaso, Afagav, the Mechavin Lebizui. Right, if somebody does it, our Mishnah said, right, even if somebody is Mechavin, to be Mevaze, if that's the way that you serve this idol, so then that is something terrible. Right, Tosva says, discussion in the Rishonim, Tosva, the second Tosva says here, Ula Ovda Bevazui. You're only going to be called Avodaso if you had Kavana to serve it Bibizayon. Diloma Chavin El Avazos, if you stam at Kavana to disgrace it, so then you didn't do anything. Right, we said before, Ha'ovid Ava Miyira Pater, according to one of the opinions, Machloka Sabaya and Rava. So here, when it says in the Mishnah, you had Kavana to do some type of Avoda, but I'm going to do a disgusting Avoda. So maybe that's what happened here, and that's why he's still held accountable. If he stam went in just to disgrace it, not in the context of Avoda at all, so maybe he wouldn't be considered in that regard. But again, if you take it literally, though, that the Jew was going to serve it, that shows us how low we could stoop. And we discussed earlier in the Perek, the connection between Baal Pa'or, and in the Torah, it structs to Tabos with Isra Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef and Baal Tega are all about rules and regulations. That's how you serve. Pa'or is no holds barred and doing whatever you want, even regarding going to the bathroom, right? Not having any limitations or rules for that very mundane act. Hazor Gevel Markolis, continuing the Mishnah, once we quoted it. If I throw a rock at Markolis, Zui Avodaso, that also is its Avoda. Avakad Avachav and the Mirgame, even though if I have Kavana just to stone the idol, but if that's how you serve the idol, so then that is also going to be included in the Isser. Rav Menashe Havika Azal Beit Turta, he was going, Amru Lo Avodah Zarah to Kai Hacha. There's an idol here, over there. You see that idol? What did he do? Shakal Pisa Shadabe. He took up a piece of clod of earth, and he threw it at the idol. Right? Pashas, we're talking about Rav Menashe. So what did he was probably obviously just trying to embarrass it, and just to insult it. He had to take a piece of dirt. Amru Lo, they said, Markolisi. That's Markolis. That's how you serve it. Amarlu, when he answers, and it's unclear this answer, Machlokas and the Rishonim, is he saying, Oive, look what I did, or is he saying he's defending himself and saying, I did not violate? Not clear in the answer. Amarlu, he says to them, Hazorik Evan Lamarkolis Tanan. And therefore what? Rashi says he's defending himself. You serve the idol by throwing something, a rock, in front of him. I threw this piece of dirt at him. Right? That's different. That's not serving the idol. That's Rashi. The Adar Amah says no. He's faulting himself. He's like, oh, I realize that this is part of the Isser. Also, Shol be Medrusha. They hit the base Medrusha. Amar le Azor Gevel Markolis Tanan. Avagan the Machayvel Mirgame. Right? So he threw it, if you throw a rock, even if you have kavanah l'mirgameh. Even if you have kavanah to stone the idol. So again, were they telling him, and therefore you're wrong? Or you didn't do something wrong? But either way, not 100% clear. But he does say, okay, should I just take it off now that it's on? Amarlu ezel eshkale, should I take it off? Amarle, they said, no, don't touch it. No, if you take it or give it, because after all, if you take it, now there's more room for other people to serve the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, that's kind of a lifnei iver. It's kind of helping it out. So therefore, better just to leave it and don't do anything else. Okay, again, there's a lot here by Pa'or, by the Eitz Hara for Avodah Zarah, but there's still a lot more coming, so we need to continue. Says the Mishnah, Molech. Now we're up to the next Aveira listed in the Mishnah. Hanotim Mizar Lamolech. Somebody gives their child to the Molech. Machlokas and Gemara, whether Molech is an Avodah Zarah or not. We'll see. Enochai Veshi Yimsar Lamolech, the Yavra Vaish. Two actions that are required. You have to give it over to the Komrim, to the priests of the Molech, and then pass the child through fire. Masa lamolach lo hever ba'esh, hever ba'esh lo masa lamolach, enochai v'chim so lamolach v'yaver ba'esh. Only if one does both. Good. Major machlokas rishonim. We have mentioned this in the past, but it's molach. We have to mention it here. Machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi versus the Ramban. The Rambam, both in Pirush Mishnah, is here. And in Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says, molach does not kill the child. Molech does not mean child sacrifices. It means you pass the child through fire, but he lives. This is how you serve the Molech. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says that he describes the act, and then he says, Lo shehu sorfo la Molech, kederach she sorfim b'neim uvenoseim la Avodah Zarah acheres. Ela b'ha'avar bilvad. Right, this is one way to serve Avodah Zarah. So if you do this, this is called Shalok Kederach Avodasa to others. If I pass a child through fire in front of Pa'or, that's not going to be an Isser. Right, Shalok Kederach. That's not going to be Usser with a Chiyav Misa. That's the Rambam Shita, and that's Rashi and Amud Beis. Rashi and Amabe seems to hold like the Rambam. The Ramban Beferish. The Ramban in Vayikra, Perak Yudches Pasach Chafalef, on the Pasach by Molech. The Ramban says Beferish that no, you killed a child. Right? Part of animal, the child sacrifice is Molech is child sacrifices. It's burning the child. Vim calls it Nira Beinai Bei Mehechra Hapsukim, Kihaya Haben Lomaacholes Ha'esh. Shakasav Omer, Vagamas Benema Shayoduli have Virula Hemla Achla. Shema Viruso Baish Adse Yisarif. O Shayamus Baish Vihi Shitaso. Right, and that is the killing of the child. Again, major machlokas. Interesting that it's not clear, at least according to if they have machlokas like this, it must not be a Gemara that's so clear, even though we're gonna have one, but the Ramban is going to have to reread that Gemara. Good, we continue. K'tani Avodah Zarah v'k'tani Molech. So the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah had said, Avodah Zarah is an Aveira and Molech's an Aveira. So what does that sound like? Amar Rebbe Avin, Tanan, Keman, to Amar Molech, Avodah Zarah. It must be like the Tosefta that holds, the Shita that says, that Molech is not Avodah Zarah, technically. Titania. Echa b'Molech v'echa l'shar Avodah Zarah chayiv. Whether one does this to Molech or other Avodah Zarah chayiv. Tanakama. Rablazer Reb Shimon Omer. As the Rama Paskin. No, only if you do this to Molech. If you do this to another idol, so you're going to be Pater. Right, so what's that Machlokas about? So Rashi explains, the Machlokas is whether Molech is Avodah Zarah. Whether Molech is Avodah Zarah. But if it's not Avodah Zarah, so then, if it is Avodah Zarah, then if you do this to a different idol, but it's Shalok Kederech Avodasa, and therefore you are not going to be Chayiv. So maybe that's the Machlokas Tanam here, and our Mishnah is holding that it is not. Rashi quotes L'may Nafkamina, whether it's Avodah Zarah technically or not. So Rashi quotes the two Nafkaminas that our Gemara mentions. Number one, if I do one of the four Darkei HaAvoda that are Chayiv for every Avodah Zarah, Zivuah, Kitur, Shtach, right? Am I Chayiv for Molech? That's the machlokas number one. Number two, Rashi says, what if a mavir mizari l'shar avodah zarah? And it's not derech b'kach. Right? So that's the second nafkamina. The Minchas Chinuch, if you look in mitzvah reish ches, he quotes other nafkaminas. What about shogeg? Are you going to be chayav achatos? What about b'nei noach? Are they included? Right? What about yehari val yavar?
somebody says, give your child to Avodah Zarah or I'm going to kill you. So that's, according to the Rambam, I guess that's an afkamina, where it's not going to be, right, if it's murder, then it's murder anyway. But if it's not going to be murder, so if it's Avodah Zarah or not. So that's two in the Rashi and three in the Menchas Chinuch, right, nafkaminas, right, the Menchas Chinuch had on those three. Of, again, Shogeg, Ben Noach, and Yahari Val Yavar. Good. Amar Abaya, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Reb Chanin, and Antigonus, Amar Udavar Echad. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, in this Tosefta, and Reb Chanin, and Antigonus, both hold the same shita about Molech being a Vodazara or not. Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon, Hada Amran, that's what we just said. Reb Chanin, and Antigonus, the Tanya. Reb Chanin, and Antigonus, Omer, Bebrei Matav, Setar Alash, and Molech. What does the language of Molech mean? Kol Shehim Lichuhu Aleihem. Anything that you accept as a king, authoritative upon you, Afil Tzror, Afilu Kisein. Even a pebble, even a little splinter, right? You accepted it as a melech. The Ron explains, as a melech and not as a god. Right? So therefore that shows it's not Avodah Zarah. Molech is from the word melech. Right? That it's a melech to you, but it's not an Elohim to you. So that shita holds that it's not Avodah Zarah. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, they didn't say davar echad, right? They can have an afkamina. Molech arai ika benayu. What about a temporary, I accepted sorva kisem, lafish sha'a, right? Just to be maver my son. So according to Rav Elazar Reb Shimon, you wouldn't be chayiv except by a molech kavua. Even a tigonis would say no, even by a molech arai. Good. Am Reb Yanai. Viter, eino chayiv, ashim serenu, l'mishar se'avod azara. As the Mishnah described, you're not chayiv until you have mesira. What's mesira? You give it over to the priest. Shene'amar, umizaracha, lo sitain la ha'avir, la molech. So lo sitain. Giving over. So that is a language of the need for giving over. Tanina mihachi, the Braisa also says, yochol te'avir v'lo masar yehe chayiv. You might think if you just put him through fire, but you didn't involve the komrim, it would be chayiv tamalomar lo sitain. That's to be a giving over. Masar la molech v'lo havir. What if you gave it over, but there wasn't a passing through fire? Yochol yechayiv tamalomar lo havir. Right? What's that havamina? The Rambam says. It's clear that the havamina is that the shal is not burnt. So is that the maskana? The Ramban says, oh, that's the maskana? Maybe. Masav hevir shalo lamolech. What if I did it to another idol? Or yochol yechayiv tamalomar lamolech. Masav hevir lamolech v'lo ba'ish. Yochol yechayiv. What if you don't use fire? Ne'emar kan lahavir v'ne'emar lahalon. Lo yimatsi b'cha ba'avir b'no b'to ba'ish. Ma lahalon ba'ish afkan ba'ish. Ma kan molech afkan lahalon molech. Those are the requirements. You have to have a giving over. You have to pass through. You have to pass through fire. All the requirements. Another machlokes, again, just exactly how it's done. Rashi says here, you give it over to the Komrim, and they pass the child through the fire. Right, the Ramban, Allah Torah, in that same Ramban in Vayikra, wonders, so the person who gave it over is going to be Chayev Misa because of the Komrim's actions? Is that fair? Right, Shlichus Ladvar Avera, they're going to pass through fire, and I'm going to be Chayev Misa? So Ramban says, maybe not. Maybe it's like the Rambam. The Rambam says, no. There's a Mesira to the Komrim, and then the father takes the child back, and the child himself passes through the fire. The father passes the child himself through the fire. As the Rambam says, at least in Mishnah Torah. There's a big discussion, because he seemed to be Soser himself in the Pirush Mishnayos, but either way, there is a Deya out there that says the father is the one that passes, so you give it over, maybe to label this as a Molech act, and then he takes it back. Period. Amar Vachabre de Rava, Heber calls Aropater. Oh, here's the line. Here's the line, much quoted. If somebody gives some of their children to Molech, they're going to be Chayav Misa. But if they give all their children to Molech, Pater. Shenemar mi zaracha, v'lo kol zaracha. That, as we know, is the basis for a shir. Right, what does this mean? Says the smag, right? The Marsha here quotes the smag in Lo Saseh Mem. Why? What does this make sense for? If you give all your children, says the smag, because the Mises Bezdin is a kapara. And here, if you give all your children, you're beyond kapara. That's the smag. Mises Bezdin is a good thing in a certain sense because it achieves atonement for the person, right? There's vidui, as we saw earlier. But if somebody gives all their children, they're beyond kapara. That's what the smag says. Gadol avono minso. And the Maharsha uses that smag for the principle of ein onshin min adin. You can't give an onish based on a kavah chomer. Why? If A gets malchus, surely B, it's more chomer. Who says? Maybe they don't get malchus because it's so bad, malchus is not going to help. Or Mises is not going to help. So the Maharsha uses that smag for ein onshin min adin. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Eidus uses that smag for Edom Zomimim, Kasher Zomam below Kasher Asa. Right, if you they already succeeded, right, it's Yerzak Asif, but ultimately no, maybe they're if they had Reuven killed, then forget it, God will have an omen so. So the smag says it by Molech. The Marsha says it by Yenonchim and Adin. The Kesef Mishnah uses it by Kasher Zomam below Kasher Asa. But that is all number pshat number one of the Gemara of the Smag. But when we mention this, we don't always mention the two other pshatim. The Sefer Chinuch, in that mitzvah, Reish Ches, that the Minchas Chinuch commented on before, the Chinuch gives a different pshat of why only some and not all, because the Komrim, says the Chinuch, knew that what they were doing was crazy. And they knew that somebody wasn't going to give all of their children. What they did was that they promised, if you give one child, then this other child is going to have such hatzlachi in their life, it's going to be amazing. So the way that they did it was to convince them, you keep this child and just give me these other children and we're going to burn them. So that was the normal way Molech was done. It wasn't all the children. All the children, it's not going to work, and they didn't do that. So that wasn't Avodah Zarah. That's the Sefer Chinuch. And the Maharal, in one place in the Be'er HaGola, gives a third idea, where he talks about you could only sanctify part if you only take part off. Gives the example by truma. If somebody makes their whole field truma, it's not kadosh at all. No, you have to have shi'areha nikarin. You have to have part of it sanctified, and then the rest will get kadosh and gain a status. And we have that in halacha too. So it says the Maharal, that's molech also, what they tried. If you give some of your kids, then the rest of your kids will be sanctified. But if you give all, so then that's totally not what the concept of molech is. Okay, so you have the smag, the chinuch, and the Be'er HaGola, the Maharal. Be'er HaGola, most of the Sefer, 90% of the Sefer is all about Koach HaRabanan. Right? The Be'er that we get strength from is all about the Koach HaRabanan. So the whole Sefer of the Be'er HaGola is all about relating to mitzvahs for Rabanan and the Koach of the Rabanan and Los Asur. That's what the Maharal Sefer is about. So we continue. Boy Rabashi, Heaviru Suma Mahu. What if the child is blind? Yashin Mahu, or sleeping. Ben Beno, Ben Bito Mahu, or a grandchild. What's the suffix? Rashi says, maybe the Isser of passing is only if they could walk through themselves. If they wouldn't be able to walk through themselves, maybe there's no Isser, based on the Zera Sakasif. Or what about a grandchild? Maybe it's only a child. Tifshom Yachad, at least prove one of them. The Tanya. Ki mizaro nasan lamolach. Matam alomar. Lafishin emar lo yimatsi. Bechal ma'avir b'no b'to ba'esh. Ein li'el b'no b'to. Ben b'no ben b'to minayin. How do I know to include a grandchild? Tam alomar. Bisito mizaro. So we include it. One second, that's a different pasuk than we started off with. Tana pasuk b'chi mizaro v'solat b'sito mizaro. I don't understand. Why are you quoting two different psukim? So, drasha achrinahu, you're right. We're really including a second halacha. Zaro, ein li'ela zara kasher, zara pasul minayin, tamalomar besito mizaro. Two psukim, one includes even a grandchild, one includes even a zara pasul, even a mamzer, right? Even either of those would be chayiv for molech. Amar of Yehuda. You have to pass the child as is normally done. What's normally done? Heichidami Amar Abaya Machlokas Abaya and Rava. Abaya says Shraga Delivni Bimitsi. You have a line of bricks in the middle. Nura Mehagisa Nura Mehagisa. You have a line of bricks that the person, the father, walks on as he passes his child, according to the Rambam, and there's fire on both sides. Nura, fine. Rava Amar Kimashvarta the Purya, like the jumpings of Purim. Rashi describes here that they used to do these tricks on Purim, put a fire in the middle and jump over it. So jumping is the normal way that not to walk through, jumping through. Tani kavasi de Rav, and there's a proof, there's a price that supports Rav. Eino chayev ashi evirenu derech havara, hevir v'regel pater. Right, meaning walking doesn't work. It's not chayev. Mashma, that jumping is the normal way of being ma'avir. So that's a machlokes abayin Rava, exactly what the normal way is. The discussion and what the Rama paskins, not for now. Veino chayev elal yotzei yirecho, and a person only chayev for their own descendants, their own children. Kaketzad bino ubito chayev. Aviv v'imo achiv achoso pater. Rachmana litzlan, a different relative, even primary, pater. That's not molech. Heavir atzmo pater. If he walks through himself, then he's pater. This is the raya that Rashi and the Rambam bring, that you don't die from molech. Because if a person dies from molech, what do you mean pater? He's already dead. Right? So how else could you understand that? Right? The Ramban says, no, maybe it means that you're chayiv even at the beginning of the burning. Right? Before the person's dead. That's what it means. Right? That's what if you would save him at that point. But he was ready to be chayiv misa at the start. have to work it out. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon Mechayev. But Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon says, no, Hever Atzwa is going to be Chayev. Echel the Molech Vechel the Shav Avodah Zarah Chayev. The next opinion. Again, all of these, this was quoted earlier. A lot of this might be, is Molech Avodah Zarah or not. So whether you do this to Molech or any other Avodah Zarah Chayev. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon Omer, Lamolech Chayev, Shelo Lamolech Patra, for this considered Shelo Kederech Avodasa. Amar Ula my time with the Elazar Reb Shimon. Why did the Elazar Reb Shimon say that Hever Atzmo Chayiv? Amar Krolo Yimatzi Becha Becha Baatzmecha. We darshan. For Rabbanan lo darshi Becha. Rabbanan lo don't darshan the word Becha. For Atzan, didn't we learn about Metzia? Ave Dasov Ave Dasaviv Shaloko Demes. V'yamrina my time. Why does your Aveda come first before your father's? V'yamar V'yuda Makra Eves Kilo Yia Becha Evyon Shaloko Demes L'Shaloko Adam. Right, you shouldn't make yourself a poor person, and therefore, if you have something of yourself, you focus on that first. So you see, the Rabbanan also darshan the word Becha. Hasam v'hasam me efes. Now there they're really dashing the word efes. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be in you. And therefore that you have to pick it up yourself. Period. Amar Yosef Rechanina Shalosh Krisos v'Avodah Zarah Lama. Three Krisos are mentioned by Avodah Zarah. Lama, achas l'kedarka, v'achas l'shalo kedarka, v'achas l'molech. Right, three of the first two we already had. Ulamad amar molech Avodah Zarah hi, karis molech lama li, what if molech is Avodah Zarah? That is included in the first two. So what's the third karis for? Lamavir bino shelo kedarka, meaning to other avodah zaras, right? So that would be included. Ulamad amar megadev avodah zara karis megadev amali. What about megadev? There's also a karis there. If megadev is a form of avodah zara, like we had earlier, those two will go together. So why do you have three krisos? Shlegidatanya hikares tikares hikares b'olam hazeh tikares b'olam haba. Devar Rabbi Akiva, right? It's a double. Double karis. Amal Rabbi Yishmael, Alok Farnamar, Venech Rasah, there's a third one. Chishlosha Olamim Yesh. What, there are three Olamos? There's only two. So what do you do with the three? Ella, Venech Rasah, Balam Azeh, Higaris, Balam Abba, Tikares, Dibra Torah, Kalash, Bnei Adam. When you have the double Lasho, not two different Sukkim. Two different Sukkim, you gotta dash in something separately. But Dibra Torah, Kalash, Bnei Adam. The Ramban, in Vayikra, in Achremos, the end of Achremos, the Ramban talks about three types of karis. Talk about krisos. What does karis mean? So Rabban there goes into depth about why the three lashonos of karis are because three krisos. Just to end with one final point, and that is, if you look in Achremos, it's interesting, the juxtaposition. We have all the arayos, and then we have the Yisrael Molech there, in Yudches Chavtes, and then we have Mishkav Zachar and Mishkav Behema. And the Achronim, the Rishonim don't really deal with this question. Why is Molech stuck into the middle there? Finish the arayos and then do Molech. Why is Molech stuck into the middle there? So there are different suggestions given. We discussed this at length in the mitzvah shir when we discussed that mitzvah reish ches. But we have some say, the Kamosi Shal Rav quotes some achronim. Maybe the emphasis is to say, even Zera Pussel, right, don't give to Molech, right, like our Gemara says. But you might think a child that comes out of Arayus, a mamzer, you know, is not the same level, you know, in terms of its life. Molech. Molech is usser. Meaning, you know, you can't know child sacrifice. Or one might say, in an interesting way, first we have arayos is in terms of destroying the child, in terms of ruchnius, right? Creating this status. Number two, we have molech, that's destroying him, begashmius. And then we have mishkav zachar and mishkav behema, which is the prevention of life in the first place. Right, you're not even creating. So there's something there. Why Molech is Dafka put there, but again, different suggestions given. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, tomorrow we continue with Ov and Yidoni and all other sorcery. Okay, we'll stop here.